Well, the Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, is in Tasmania again today, where she will sign the Tasmanian Forest Agreement with the Premier, Lara Giddings. The price of peace is not cheap, though. It will cost the federal government more than $350 million. But argument over the future of Australia's native forests is set to escalate in coming months, nevertheless, as the forest sector pushes plans to burn what it's calling woody waste for renewable energy. Here's our environment editor, Greg Borschmann.
The war is over. Well, at least that's been the message this week from both Prime Minister Julia Gillard and Environment Minister Tony Burke. The war they're talking about is more than 30 years of conflict in the Tasmanian forests. The deal is fragile and politically may never be delivered. It will cost more than $350 million of federal money to save less than 2,000 forestry jobs. And crucially, it may never deliver the new conservation reserves promised. But ironically, it's been a massive distraction. A much more important story that will help determine the future of the Australian forest sector will play out over the next year or so.
After 40 years of argument and mismanagement of our native forests, woodchipping looks like it's all but dead.
That was Andrew McIntosh, Acting Director of the Australian Centre for Environmental Law at the ANU. In a report that received little attention when it was released late last month, McIntosh tracked the collapse of export markets for Australian woodchips. Short of a revival in the Japanese market based on eco-labelling for woodchips, or the cracking of new markets in China, McIntosh says there's only one thing that will now save the native forest sector in Australia.
What we're going to see now is an attempt to, rather than producing wood chips for pulp and paper, they'll be producing chips, but the chips will be used for energy or some other biomass-based technology.
The forest industry calls it woody waste. It could be burnt to produce electricity, used as the feedstock for biofuel, or even turned into pellets for exports and power generation overseas. New South Wales Federal Independent MP Rob Oakeshott last year pushed for forest biowaste to be counted as part of Australia's renewable energy target.
We are denying ourselves when many countries around the world are seeing this as, if not one of, the most important renewable energy source of the future.
But Labor sided with the Greens, concerned about loss of biodiversity and the carbon implications of continuing to log native forests.
It's a really disappointing loss in this 43rd Parliament that we haven't been willing to embrace that, and it's been seen as some sort of culture war against the trees when it's not.
What would you say to those who argue that this is simply going to be the new wood chipping, the tail still wagging the dog of forest management?
Well, it's just rubbish. You know, we use wood in our economy. We're importing now more than we're exporting. I think Australian forestry practices are some of the most sustainable in the world. So the question is, with the wood waste on the forest floor, do we burn it into the environment and use it as a negative for environmental outcomes? Or do we turn it into some sort of energy source and use it as a positive?
That was the federal member for Lyne, Rob Oakeshott. Environment groups are alarmed at the prospect.
Native forest biomass for bioenergy is the new wood chipping.
That was Peg Putt, CEO of Markets for Change.
This is about trying to entrench logging of native forests, and not only that, it would also have a really bad effect in terms of release of greenhouse gases, but is perversely being touted as somehow being climate friendly.
Peg Putt says the Tasmanian forest deal is evidence that native forest logging is no longer economic without significant subsidy, and using forest residues for bioenergy will be no different.
This new industry seems to be going to be dependent on carbon credits or some form of government subsidy or grant. That's certainly been the case elsewhere around the world. It hasn't been able to stand on its own two feet, and that's why we've seen this big push by the forest industry so that they can get into the public purse.
Mick Stevens is Strategic Policy Manager for the Australian Forest Products Association.
Biomass and bioenergy is becoming a really important part of our renewable energy mix, and that's from a global perspective.
Get ready for a big argument over the green credentials of forestry. Andrew McIntosh from the ANU says ending native forest logging would see annual greenhouse emissions fall over the next two decades by between 36 and 40 million tonnes. But Mick Stevens says the sector could be a low emissions alternative.
From an Australian perspective, we're really talking about using our woody waste, so things like sawdust and shavings that would otherwise go to, you know, garden mulch or low value, converting some of that material into energy, which has a lot of potential to displace fossil fuels.
Mick Stevens says any problems in the wood chip market are cyclical, but he does admit that bioenergy could be an attractive alternative market.
Well, there is still, you know, a long-term market for wood chips. I mean, pulp and paper products, you know, is a fundamental requirement of our economy going forwards. But, you know, there may be some switching from wood chip markets into bioenergy as they develop. And we feel that, you know, it's about maximising the value from those resources.
With intense lobbying from industry, burning native forests for renewable energy is sure to be revisited in the next federal parliament. It's unclear what position an Abbott government, if elected, may take. But Mick Stevens says industry is hopeful.
We've been in discussions with the coalition and they have supported the promotion of renewable energy and biomass into the future as part of their direct action plan.
Peg Putt from Markets for Change says if the coalition is serious about direct action, overturning the ban on burning native forests for renewable energy doesn't make sense.
It would seem odd because they are also originally the ones who did get onto the issue of forest carbon and needing to retain our forests rather than cut them down.
And so it goes on. That's Peg Putt, CEO of Markets for Change, ending that report by our environment editor, Greg Borschmann.